Well, Maxie, it's been a strange year, no doubt, for the ladies, no more than for the men folk and for sport in general. But finally getting into action on Saturday evening, and I suppose they don't come much more difficult than your opponents. They're in All-Ireland champions, Dublin.
No, it was a big draw now when it came out in July. It was definitely one that people sat up and took note of. They're definitely the kingpins. You know, goes to Paris to see the second best ladies football team has ever been after the Great Cork team. They've been in the last six All-Ireland finals and they've won the last three, so you know, they've a huge amount of experience and a huge amount of know-how at the stage when it comes to winning big games, and you know, that'll mean a lot to them, and you know, they'll go into the game as massive favourites, no doubt, on Saturday night. Yeah.
Before we look at that game in general, what, you're in a group of what, the group of three, yourselves, Dublin and Waterford, is that it?
Donegal, Dublin, Waterford, yeah, there's 12 teams in the four groups of three, and then the top team in each group goes through to an All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, so and the games are played on a consecutive weekends, are they?
Yeah, there's three rounds, 3 weeks in a row, so we play Dublin this week, Dublin play Waterford the second week, and then Donegal, Waterford then the third week. So,
And that's straight into what, semi-finals?
An All-Ireland semi-final, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, and tell me, obviously it's been quite a while since you played a competitive game. That was back in what, March, against in the league?
Yeah, we played, our last game was Cork at home, a game we probably needed to win to give ourselves any chance of staying in Division 1 at the time. You know, we were coming the back of a very disappointing defeat down in Westmeath, so the Cork one was a big one for us, and again, you know, no more than this week, it was one that nobody gave us much of a chance for. But the girls put on a big display that day, and they got over the line by a couple of points against Cork. So I suppose that's one thing about this team. You just never know what's going to come next from them.
Yeah. And have you got much work done? You probably have more personnel. You probably have maybe a slightly different team. Karen Guthrie was away in Australia, if memory serves me right, back for most of the league or all of the league. And obviously Yvonne McMoney-Gilboner as well was away.
Yeah, look, we would have a few players back, you know, at that stage of the game. We were we were far from full tilt. You know, we had but a couple of players long term injuries that weren't available to us at the time. We had a couple of players overseas and all the rest. But look, we still had a very strong core of our team. You know, we had against Cork that day, we had Denise McElhinney in goals with Nicole McLaughlin, Gerald McLaughlin, Emma Galler, Evelyn McGinley, Amy Boyd Carr got a great goal that day. And we had to come off the bench. So look, we were strong enough, and we had, you know, we would like to feel that this is probably the strongest Donegal squad there's ever been. So, you know, we're able to pull on players, you know, that maybe not with a great degree of experience, but a lot of potential. And, you know, the likes of Roisin Rogers and some of these girls, you know, had Neve Boyle had very good league campaigns, but I played that against Cork. So, look, it is a bit different. It's like, I think, for everybody, you know, it's... you know, the two seasons, the two parts of the one season are completely incomparable. You know, it's so long ago, and form or anything means nothing. You know, lots of teams are very much changed from back then. So it's really a very, very little relevance to the championship now.
And tell me, obviously, we mentioned Yvonne Boner or McMoney-Gilboner and Karen Guthrie. Who else is back?
Ah, well, look, you'll have, as I say, you know, Niamh Hegarty wouldn't have been around at that stage. She was just come back from injury. Katie Heron was also in Australia. So look, a few of those kind of people. But look, it's really not about not about who's there and who wasn't there back then. You know, this has been building for a long time. You know, this is my third year in the position, and you know, all along we felt we've had the players to give the All-Ireland a rattle, and for one reason or another it hasn't happened. But you know, we feel that we have enough players about now at the minute to give this a serious two. We didn't do anything until the 14th of September, like all the rest. So it makes it very difficult, because it's the club champions are going on, and some people last longer than others, and it's even after the 14th of September, and players, you know, all the London Intermediate and Donegal, and there's two of them involved, with our club and Ulster club, and then the Glenfinnan players were away and one thing and another. So look, it's been the same for everybody. We we're not complaining. Our lot's no worse than anybody else's, and you know, it's a very short time frame, a very short run in. But look, that makes it, I suppose, all the more exciting for people. You know, I think everybody's really looking forward to the football this weekend with Mayo and Tina. It's a massive weekend for Jay and Donegal.
And tell me, have you got much work done? Have you got anything in the line of challenge games, or is that a no-no at this time of the year?
No, we're actually very fortunate. We had lost 5 challenge games cancelled for various reasons. We were due to play Kiav, and it was cancelled late in the day because the COVID situation numbers got high. We were due to play another one there 2 weeks ago, also against Cavan, as it happened. It was cancelled because there were no challenge games allowed, and under level 5 restrictions, we were due to play Galway earlier in the autumn, and it was pulled. The Galway County final was switched from Saturday to Sunday, so that game fell by the wayside. So look, we have been unlucky in terms of the games we got, but look, we're no different than anybody else. You know, it's not going to the preparations have not been affected really anymore, or any less than anybody else. And I think it's a very level playing field, and that's what I think COVID has done, is that it's going to be a leveler for everybody. Everybody's, you know, nobody's even counting their eggs, so to speak, until they get as far as Saturday. But who you would lose in the meantime could be a positive case or a close contact, and you know, more than the throne man situation this week just shows how easy it can happen and how you can lose a key player very quickly. And I think everybody can see in both of you are just really trying to wrap everything cotton wool and get them as far as the game. And I think that's the only thing that you can look at, is who's available and you know, who's come through the week's all right.
And tell me, as we say, facing the All-Ireland champions, going for 4 in a row, is it? Or
4 in a row, why? They've played in the last 6 All-Ireland finals, you know, so there's a huge amount of experience and know-how and, you know, the ability to win big games. And look, they also have a brilliant manager, Mick Bowen. Probably would get 95% of men's county jobs in the country, you know, if he went for them. Very highly regarded part of Jim Gavin's men's backroom team in the early time of his reign as well. So listen, they're exceptionally well prepared, they're exceptionally well organised, they know their each other's games so well, and look, it's a massive challenge for us. But again, it's one where, you know, we're looking forward to. You know, the days we have stumbled in the past have been the days when people have been, you know, writing us up, and the hype has been high. And look, this time there's very little hype about us. Nobody's given us a prayer. You know, we're well behind the others in terms of the bookies' favourites, one thing another. So look, there's no pressure on us really. It's just it's a great opportunity for our guard to go and, you know, pit themselves against the best team in the country at the minute and see what they know.
Mm. And for some of those older girls and more experienced girls, is it kind of a last hurrah?
Actually, look, I'm not going to be retiring anybody at this stage, but you know, the chances are going to get fewer and further between. And you know, this has been a bit of a golden generation for Donegal. You know, this team have won an awful lot at senior level, and have been sitting at the top table for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, and you know, got the league finals and won, you know, plenty of provincial championships. But at the end of the day, they would feel themselves that they have the talent to go, you know, to get to the next level and get to an All-Ireland final, and, you know, and get over the line, and they haven't done that. And, you know, nobody's more aware of that than them. So, you know, I don't think there'll be any lack of motivation or hunger when the ball's in at 5 o'clock on Saturday.